Hi, I'm Rob. Tale number 47, Donnie and Toad. When I was a kid, we lived in Virginia in this big neighborhood. One day, someone showed up to paint my neighbor's house. The man doing the painting was named Donnie Slaw. Donnie wore a white tank top and white painter's pants, sunglasses, and a baseball cap. He drove a white panel van, just like you'd expect a painter to drive. And he had a pet bird, a macaw named Toad, who was blue and yellow, and when Donnie was doing a job, Toad sat in the open driver's side window of the van. His wings were clipped, so he couldn't fly away. Donnie had this really distinct, gravelly voice, and when he talked to you, he'd always say, "Hey, Chief." So he painted my neighbor's house, and then through word of mouth, he started painting what seemed like everyone's house in the neighborhood. The kids in the neighborhood, we loved him. He would stop and talk to us and let us pet Toad. He was great. One day, he was painting someone's house, and me and a bunch of my friends were out on the street, and my friend's dad came over and went and started talking to Donnie about painting something for him. And he said, "Donnie, I have this little section above my garage I need painted. I have the paint. How much would you charge me to come over and paint it?" And Donnie looked at him and said, "Chief, I'll do it for a 6-pack of Zima and some Ritz crackers." I will never forget that sentence for as long as I live. A week or so went by, and Donnie showed up at my friend's house to paint the area above his garage. Again, we were all out in the street that day playing. Toad was perched in the driver's side window, watching Donnie paint. Donnie set up his ladder. He was 10 or 12 feet off the ground, painting the outside of my friend's house. We heard a weird clicking sound and looked over, and Donnie's ladder was collapsing and falling to the side. Donnie started to fall, but he grabbed onto the gutter of the house and was dangling there in the air. The ladder crashed to the ground, and then the gutter that Donnie was holding onto broke, and he plummeted to the cement driveway below. He landed in a kneeling position, so his knees hit the ground first with a loud smack, and then he sat there in that kneeling position on his knees, completely silent, not saying a word. Toad, who was sitting in the window of the van, started squawking immediately. Toad knew something was wrong. We were all kind of in shock, and my friend's dad heard it happen, so he ran outside, and Donnie held his hand up like, "Stop. Don't talk to me. Just give me a second." Donnie sat there on his knees like that for 4 or 5 minutes, and then finally he said to my friend's dad, "Do you have those Zimas?" And my friend's dad said, "Yes." And then Donnie said, "And they're ice cold?" And my friend's dad said, "Yeah." And then Donnie goes, "Bring me 2 of those Zimas." And so my friend's dad ran inside and got 2 bottles of Zima, ran it back out to Donnie, who was still on his knees, and Donnie sat there and drank 2 Zimas. Then he slowly stood back up again and climbed back up the ladder and finished painting.
Rob Tells Tales is produced by me, Rob Tiffin. The cover art is by Marcella Johnson. She also came up with the title of the podcast. Our theme music is by Mitchell Hardage. Thanks to Ben, Gordon, Marcella, and Melanie, who are always there to bounce ideas around. You can find us on Instagram and at robtellstales.com. And thanks to you for listening.